Hey, sorry, it's Kristen.
We are now live.
Do you have a quorum?
I don't think we do.
Yeah. We don't, but we don't have any action items to need a quorum either.
So, I mean, you could go forward without a quorum then. If there's no action items.
Correct. A quorum is only needed for action items, not informational.
Yeah. That's weird. I was, because I know Caitlin was planning on making it. But we'll go ahead and proceed because it is 4:30. Okay. Well, good afternoon, everybody. And thank you for joining us today for LTD Board Director's special meeting today, Wednesday, July 8th. I'm going to call the meeting to order and we'll do a quick roll call. I've been told that the roll call is actually to bring the roll call back verbally because then it helps the identification of the people who are at the meeting. So let's go ahead and start with Kate Reed.
Here.
Hi, Kate. And Josh Scove.
Here.
Great. And I am here as Carl Yeh. And looks like Don Norden, Caitlin Vargas, Stephen Yet, and Emily Secord are not present. But we have no action items today, so we can proceed. And we can go ahead and get an update and go forward with that. Before we begin, I did want to make a comment about something that happened yesterday. And so let me start by saying that, so in 2018, Lane Transit had the honor of recognizing Sam and Maddie Reynolds, two Black Americans who championed civil rights and fought discrimination here in the Eugene area. We honored them with a marker at the MX station on the West 11th Avenue. Yesterday that marker was defaced and vandalized with a racial slur. Sam and Maddie deserve recognition because arriving here in Eugene in the 1940s, the community did not welcome them. And as fellow Americans and people would not rent to them among other abuses, Sam and Maddie had to endure a community that did not, while they did not want them, they still helped others despite the disadvantages that were imposed upon them. And I just want to say that this vandalism is not a small thing. It's troubling that even after their passing, Sam and Maddie still find themselves unwelcome in our community. And for people who don't appear white or don't look like they're of European descent, it's yet another reminder that there are people who do not think that we belong or are good enough or deserve respect. And so I just want to say, speaking for myself, that I want to say clearly and loudly, Black Lives Matter, and I just wanted to acknowledge their contributions and to bring recognition to this situation. So, and I also want to say thank you to LTD for responding so quickly, AJ, you and your staff, to because it was very good that you did that, and so I'm very glad. And my understanding is that the sign did have to be removed, but I imagine it will be put back up as soon as possible.
Yep. Yes.
Very good. Yeah, thank you. And I just want to open it up to other board members. Is there any comments or other things that you would like to make? Josh or Kate?
Oh, I was gesturing to Kate. Kate, go ahead. Were you going to say something? Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, I just Kate. I saw you unmute, so I thought I would wait. Yeah, thank you, Carl, for making that statement. And I think it's also, you know, on behalf of myself as well. And having that experience with the dedication in 2018 was beautiful and a really amazing way to honor people that were very important to the Eugene community, and their legacy continues. So I agree with everything you said, and I also want to thank LTD staff for responding to it so quickly, and hopefully, you know, that'll be the last time that we have to deal with something like that within our Lane Transit District life. But yeah, they're wonderful, wonderful dedication with wonderful people that happened that day, and just to think back on that and to put it in the perspective of what's happening today and what happened to the sign is just, it's devastating.
Thanks, Kate. And Josh, you'll be next, but I just want to recognize that Caitlin Vargas and Don Norden have just joined us. So welcome. Go ahead, Josh.
I was just going to say, I really appreciate you said what you said, Carl. I agree with all of it. And thank you as well, the LTD staff. Thank you.
Thanks, Josh. Hey, Dawn and Caitlin, just to bring you up to speed, I just made there, you are all both aware there was some vandalism, racial slur being written on our dedication marker to Sam and Maddie Reynolds on the West 11th MX stop. I just want to give out people opportunity if you wanted to say anything about it. This is an opportunity to say so. Great. Yeah, that's okay, because we just talked about it, so thanks. Okay, we'll go ahead and move on then to comments from the general manager. AJ, do you have any comments you'd like to make for us?
I just want to acknowledge that in attendance in our audience today, although you cannot see her, is Tiffany Edwards. She is our new intergovernmental relations manager. She started on Monday and is trying to get up to speed on all the projects that we're working on. So definitely at some point, I'm sure she'll either reach out to you or you'll be in conversations as we work through our legislative matters and really try to get representation, acknowledgement for the great work LTD is doing, both by the state to recognize us and the federal, by hopefully at some point throwing some dollars at us. So I know we're gonna be working hard on that, and we'll report on that as soon as those efforts get underway. But she's on board now, and we'll keep her busy for now.
Thank you, AJ. That's great news. And welcome aboard, Tiffany. It's really good to have you. Let's go ahead and move on to our announcements and additions to agenda. Any announcements or additions? Okay, seeing none, let's go ahead and move to the ridership and operations update. Tom, please go ahead and take it away.
Thank you. And I'm having a hard time double clicking here. Here we go. So you've gotten used to the format here, so I'll just jump into it. Not a lot of pretty consistent over the last since last you saw this chart with what we've seen before. Again, if you laid down a trend line, you'd see a slight upward tick from a few weeks ago. We are entering kind of in a bigger way the summer time, and so gonna watch the last couple of days have been a little bit lower than the overall averages of some of the past weeks, but that may be just entering into the summer season. We'll see what is contributing to that. Otherwise, everything's pretty consistent. No real significant changes in proportion of MX to overall ridership or ridership after 8:30. Again, a little less the last couple of days, but not enough yet to make a trend that we'd want to analyze. With respect to loads, our 40-foot buses, very similar patterns. As we've said before, the routes that seem to have the regular overloads, again, maybe two or three on the 13 over time, and the 66 and the 67 make up the large percentage of the overloads on the 40-foot buses. We do see the 95 had one trip that was had an overload, and let's see, that's the 91 that had some overloads. And so, and those may relate to it being the beginning of, the first full week of July. There's certain things that happen at the beginning of the month that drive up our ridership. That may be related to those. Looking at the 60-foot buses, this is, again, as you know, only related to our MX buses, the 11 and the 51, we're operating 60-foot buses. and pretty similar patterns over the last week with respect to MX and 11, typically being where you see overloads. But overall, with 60-foot buses, again, given the capacity and the frequency that we are operating these routes, you see less total numbers of overloads. And I think we showed you this map last time, and you've seen this before, but again, this is where, this is looking at overloads, and the light yellow indicates that maybe there's one over, this is combined over the, this is the average number of overloads for the first week of June. So the very bright yellow shows where we have, these are boarding areas, but we're also, there were no overloads. So we get a lot of daily boardings at these places, but no overloads. And then the darker red and orange are where we had some overloads. But you can see here, you know, this orange is the 2 to 3 overloads in that area. Eugene Station, as we know, has several more over the course of the day. And this is where those loads will dissipate within a few blocks. I think we've added another week. We gave this presentation to SPC yesterday, and you can see very similar patterns over the last several weeks, which you can see here on the side. This is an easier way to see how there's been an uptick in ridership over the last, the low point was the week of April 20th to the 24th. And so over the last couple of months, you know, almost 2.5 months, you've seen a steady increase in our ridership, going from about 8,500, I think was the low, to, you know, between 11 and 12,000. So not a huge increase by our standards in normal times, but still an uptick in our ridership. And again, the peaks are much softened with the market that we're carrying now. We'll see how that changes when the university is back in session, if they're back in session. We're again working with the U of O staff. In fact, we're setting up a meeting within the next week to talk more about what they know. There's less registration, and so the average number of seats available versus seats filled is that percentage has gone down a little bit. That may affect how much service we operate, but we'll bring back more specifics when we figure that out. Just briefly on RideSource, you can see very similar patterns in terms of call volumes and trip making as well. So that's it. If you have any questions.
Thank you very much, Tom. Any questions or comments? If not, I will put myself in the queue. Yes, it's me. So okay. As Tom mentioned, this was presented to SPC yesterday. And AJ and Tom, correct me if I'm wrong, I felt like they were still absorbing the data. They were, I think the sentiment was they recognized that because they represent many different demographic, I guess, or many different areas, that they had an opportunity to really make some good commentary on it. But I think they were just so, not necessarily overwhelmed with the data, but there's just a lot to process. And I didn't gather anything that was particularly a specific comment, I guess, or any takeaways from when they received it. But they did recognize that this was a huge opportunity for them to be able to contribute. So I'm curious what you thought, or AJ. Go ahead.
Well, they asked some questions, I thought, that were, I mean, just trying to find out a little bit more about who was riding, and we, you know, we've kind of taken you through since the beginning, kind of the incremental steps that, that we've seen and the steps that we've taken in terms of our service. So, there was a question about that, about the addition of service. So I described briefly kind of what we were operating, and just so they had a sense of the scale of the service relative to what we were operating during normal time. So otherwise, yeah, I think they were taking it all in.
Great. Yeah, I look forward to some of their future insights, because I think that they could prove to be very useful in that. That way. Mm-hmm. Any other questions or comments from anybody? Yeah, Josh and then Don.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom, as always. Super helpful to be able to check in on that. I'll make, and also fantastic that the SPC is re-engaged. Just want to say I really look forward to getting their help through this time. My usual comment about safety with a little bit of a twist. So I do think we have to keep asking and nudging health authorities in the state and so on for additional insights about what is actually safe in what circumstances. I feel like that's still evolving, and you know, folks have been reading the news. I mean, obviously this is degenerating into even a political fight in places here and there, but I think we do need to keep trying to figure out like what is the safe thing for us to do. I have ridden the bus a few more times since our last meeting, and for the first time I was on a bus that was actually right at capacity. I will send out a picture to board members of what that looks like. Not that you can't imagine 19 people on a 40-foot bus, but it is sort of visceral to kind of see it. And it does make me, I mean, I would just say, I think at the total levels of the pandemic here in Lane County, we probably don't have a ton of danger, and that could make us sort of complacent because it's very clear when you see the bus, like how crowded the bus is at that level. If we were to have some surge in infections, that I think it's pretty obvious it wouldn't be super duper safe. So I just want to say that our rules of thumb may work in some circumstances and not others. And so I hope we keep revisiting them. But that's it. Thank you.
Thanks, Josh. Don, you're next.
Well, I just had a question about the artwork behind Tom. What is he using there as a background?
Well, maybe I should be sorry for the distraction, but this was a picture taken at the Grand Canyon. There's a visitor's center when you first come in to the north rim there, or the south rim, wherever it is. Okay. And it was built, I want to say, in the 40s, maybe. But it's a circular tower. So this, what you're seeing is a stair step upwards. And there's art there on the ceiling that you can see down below. So it's a pretty cool structure.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, sorry for the distraction.
Because you're actually calling from there and not from Molalla, like you said.
Last night I was in Molalla.
Oh, you're still in an undisclosed location.
That's correct.
Yeah. Great. Any other questions, comments, curiosities about people's backgrounds? Zoom backgrounds. Okay, well, thank you very much, Tom, and everybody else. I think we'll go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and adjourn the meeting, and we will see you all next week for the regular board meeting is next week, so we will see you then. So thank you very much, everyone. Please stay safe and have a great afternoon.